Action Park Media. From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
All right, welcome back to Shenanigans, everyone. We have been on a couple week hiatus. Obviously, I just gave birth. I warned you guys that we might take a little break. I thought I was only going to take 1 week off, but then we ended up in the hospital for almost a week, so I needed an extra week to recover, which I still am. But today, we are doing our first video podcast from our home studio, which will be available only on Patreon. If you guys haven't already, please go and sign up. It is $5 a month. You just go to patreon.com/Sheena Shea. You're going to get exclusive photos and videos of summer, extended vlogs, all of these video podcasts, and Discord chat.
Discord chat.
Yes.
What's that?
So that's, I just got this app, and if you couldn't tell, my guest is Baby Daddy Brock.
How are we doing, everybody?
So Discord, I'm still trying to figure it out, but it's basically like, remember how I had the community app where I could like text with fans?
Yes.
So Discord is like a big like group chat where you can just like bring everyone together to talk in a chat. Jamie does it all the time. She loves it. So I just got that set up today. So you can come and chat with us if you sign up for Patreon.
Perfect.
And yeah, I'm excited for this new venture. But, you know, we're still here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to it. But if you want to watch what you're listening to.
We're right here.
Check her out.
I think you think you don't give them enough credit, honey. Like, what you're obviously having a baby. You can see if you guys go to our YouTube now, our Patreon, you'll see our experiences through there. But it wasn't just the hospital. You had this wall. You put in a lot of effort outside of it. Like, you're taking it upon yourself to deliver, you know, more to everybody for coming on board Patreon. So I just want to commend you, honey. Thank you. You're well done. I don't know if that was a commendation. Thank you or well done for you or me. But you're doing great, sweetie.
Thanks, honey.
And hopefully your guests will see that, you know, we're trying and we want to get better for them. But first off and foremost, if you guys are watching this, how good is the little box office set up here? We want to evolve into, like, you know, multiple cameras, but, you know, for now we can still stick with the one.
Yeah. We'll get a better setup, but for now, I mean, we've been home for not even a week and a half.
It's crazy.
It's been barely over a week with summer. And yeah, when we came home, my Aunt Dee and my mom had this entire room done for us. We have this, like, really cool, I think they're called like Havana Palms wallpaper. We got my neon It's All Happening sign from Action Park Media. It was in the studio and it was a great photo op wall. But while I'm going to be doing podcasts from home,
it's still happening.
I needed the sign here.
Yeah.
It's all happening. And if you watched my last two vlogs, I hope you got drunk. We played a drinking game every time I said it's all happening. You had to take a shot. We can just add that into the podcast too.
People just become alcoholics. Your fans will just be alcoholics and they weren't really okay with it.
Andy Cohen does it on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, but he changes the word up. Yours is the same sentence.
That's true. It's the same phrase.
I think, yeah, your mom's done this here. So to explain, let's tell your listeners a little bit more about Patreon. Let's go through, obviously, the initial phase, right? Then this one, like you said, it's $5 to join up.
Yes.
Try it out. What are you guys going to get for that $5? What are the listeners, each month, what's included with that $5?
Well, I said it earlier, but we're going to do extended vlogs. Yep. So you're still going to get the vlog on YouTube, but on Patreon, it's going to have either like a way extended ending. It's going to have additional scenes that you're not going to see on YouTube. So it's definitely going to be a more in-depth look. We have some personal photos and videos up there, a little behind the scenes of Summer's newborn shoot. And on top of that, like I said, the video podcasts. the Discord chat.
Perfect.
And we're going to do, oh, I forgot, bonus
boom
podcast every month. Jamie and I are bringing back drinking and podcasting now there that I can drink again and podcast. And
Drinking and podcasting or drinking and fortune telling? Like
it's a little bit of both.
Drinking and witchcraft is what you could call that one.
You know, whichever works. We'll get Toucan Jamie in the in-home studio, and I'll have some rosé, and we'll just see where it takes us.
Enjoy it, honey.
A bonus episode is only going to be on Patreon, the Drinking and Podcasting, and Jamie said she's probably going to tell that X-rated story on Patreon.
Ooh.
So if you guys remember that episode about the first fight with her boyfriend.
Well, guess what? The boyfriend, they're still together.
They're still together!
So now she can tell the story, because she lasted that one, so congratulations. Yeah. We're happy for them.
I know.
Oh, honey, the effort that you're putting in. Okay, so just hopefully everyone out there understands and sees the effort. Like right now, what is it? It's 11:30.
It is. We just fed Summer. 11:15
at night.
If you're watching, you can see her passed out in her daddy's arms. She looks oh so comfortable.
Tomorrow
there.
We've got a big day at work. We've got to start a doctor visit at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Plus this one every 3 hours. So We promise to you guys on Patreon that we're going to deliver. And we can't on first week not deliver 2 videos for you guys to watch.
Yes. Okay.
So respect the hustle. and let's get dived into tonight's episode of Q&As with Hubby and Shay. What are we doing?
Hubby and Shay?
I don't know.
What?
Shay?
Hubby and Shay. That sounds like my ex-hubby, Shay.
Sounds like
funny
a shit
story.
Podcast. Let's go.
Funny story. So before we get into questions, when they brought Summer in, which I think you'll see on next week's vlog, because that's the part 2 that's out this week, which I'm sure a lot of you already saw, is like the actual birth. But on part 3 is my recovery in the hospital and those 5 extra days we spent there. So they roll her in. And they're like, oh, Mr. Shay, we have baby Shay here. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, is that like a dry erase board? Like, can we change it? Her name is Summer. Her last name is not Shay. But because my hospital band and I'm the mom said Sheena Marie Shay, we got the Shay baby. And we had to stare at that name for 5 days.
I just made a joke about it. And then that's what it is. Like, I understand why it's Shay. You're known as Sheena Shay. I just made that comment.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of more like a stage name, though. I mean, it is my legal name, but I do want to change it now that y'all have the same last name.
Well, apparently a lot of people want to know about that same question of when
did people ask you that?
It's it was one of the top hitters.
Oh wow.
When's the ring gonna be put on it? And yeah.
Well, before we answer your questions, we're gonna take a little break and we'll be right back.
Bye.
Okay, so we got so many questions. We put a Q&A box up on Instagram, and I think instead of like telling just everything that we went through, I think it's better that we just go into all these questions because they're going to hit all of the points.
Let's rapid fire. And
well, this one, first one that came up, UK Melissa 08 said they want to know the birth story. So let's give a little bit of that, and then we'll go into more specific questions because I know a lot of people want to
know. This is Melissa?
No. Yes.
Melissa, okay.
It's UK Melissa.
UK Melissa.
Maybe she goes to Kentucky how it goes. University.
Brocky, saw Sheena in bed one night. About, 10 p.m. at night, got a little frisky, one eye was open, and 9 months later.
It was in the morning, actually.
Oh, yeah. We used to do it all the time.
Oh, remember morning sex?
Oh.
I'm under strict doctor's orders. Nothing up me or in me.
Six
no
weeks.
Baths, no pool, no jacuzzi, nothing for 6 weeks. I saw that was a question. I was like, how's sex after giving birth? I'm like, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, what
Who
time?
Who goes back at it? That's soon.
Who goes back at it 2 weeks later?
Right? So I'll let you know in like another month and
a half.
Yeah,
we'll come back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Birthing story
but
was amazing.
Basically, so yes, I mean, it ended up being amazing, but it was really scary. We found out after I was at the hospital for almost 24 hours, my blood pressure spiked really high. Like we're talking like 180 over like 110,
it
115.
Was high.
That's severe high. Not just high, it was severe stroke level, seizure level. They found out that I have preeclampsia, which we didn't know my entire pregnancy. And then that progressed into HELLP syndrome, which stands for hemolysis, elevated liver, low platelet.
Damn, someone's been doing every... That, hemolysis what?
Hemolysis. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but I know how it's spelled.
Well done.
So basically, my liver was struggling. I had really high liver enzymes. My blood platelets were extremely low. I was borderline about to have a stroke or a seizure if they didn't get me on this magnesium drip that I had to be on for an additional 24 hours that made me just so sick, so lethargic. It made poor baby Summer sleepy. She had a slow heart rate, and it was just, it was like a lot of scares. But
she's still sleepy. We don't know what's going on with her.
Well, that's just because my milk is so good.
Oh, you got the good.
I got the good stuff. But yeah, it was really, really scary. And it's very rare that they catch the preeclampsia, let alone the HELLP syndrome is even more rare that they catch it in postpartum and like towards the end of when you're pregnant. So the fact that they caught it, I'm so lucky because it literally is a life-threatening disease and it could have been fatal.
Nuts.
I don't want to get too into it on the podcast because I just got new eyelash extensions today and I will cry because it was really, really scary. It's like the second highest cause of death in pregnant women. And
I think
we got lucky.
We got lucky. I think we got very lucky because when we made the decision to have a...
To get induced.
To be induced. We went in there and then because we were in there, we were in the care of the doctors. They did a great job. And they recognized some anomalies like high heart rate, mm-hmm. You know, protein in your urine, and there was
high blood pressure. My heart rate was actually low.
High blood pressure, sorry, yeah. And so we were in a safe space. So by being induced, they noticed the little those things. So they
and
didn't want to.
Thank God we got induced.
Exactly, they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to go the 6 hour pill, right? Which we go in there. We wanted to take a lot longer, 12 hours.
Right. So we did a Cervidil, which was like this like string thing that they had to put up me for 12 hours. So no matter what, that had to stay up for 12 hours. And then when they took that out, the balloon went in. I had no epidural, no painkillers for that to go in. Fucking painful.
In 15 Ooh. Minutes, though, you went from 0 centimeters dilated to 5.5. It fell out.
I peed it out.
The balloon popped out. We just assumed maybe like a bit of pressure, but like, no, that fell out.
Yeah.
So that fell out. They came back in 10 minutes later, checked you. You were at 5.5 centimeters dilated.
That was crazy. And then shortly after that, I'm at 9.5. Then we find out as I'm at 9.5 centimeters that we're allowed not two, but three people in the delivery room. And I'm like, now you tell me? Like, we've literally been here for, what, almost 20 hours or something at that point. So we called my sister, and she was able to come in. And thankfully, she did, because then we had a great little videographer there with us. And we were just able to focus on, you know, the pushing and giving birth. And it was terrifying when she came out. So, you know, you watch movies and you see the woman giving birth and the second they push him out, the baby's screaming. That didn't happen. She comes out. I see her. She's just like blue. She's not screaming. I don't think she's breathing. I'm terrified that I just delivered a stillborn. And I'm like, why isn't she crying? What's wrong? What's wrong? My mom's like, she's fine. She's fine. She's opening her eyes. I'm like thinking in my head, I just heard her heart rate. Like they've been monitoring it the whole time. So like they'll be able to like resuscitate her. It was really scary to see her just like limp. But once she got all the stuff suctioned out of her, she started crying, put her on my chest.
Turns out we just have a limp baby.
But because they call them mag babies because they were pumping me with so much magnesium and on top of like the pain meds and stuff that I had, she was just a little extra sleepy. They had extra doctors in there to make sure she was okay and everything was okay. We do have to follow up with the cardiologist though, just to make sure that it was just, you know, the magnesium I was on that caused her heart rate to be a little slower, but she's a champ. She's doing amazing. Girl latched right onto my boob. She has been doing so well breastfeeding. I've been very fortunate that I'm producing a lot of milk, which was one of the things I was worried about. I felt like I just was like, not like expecting the worst, but I just wanted to be prepared for any outcome.
There's a difference of being prepared and then there's a difference between non-self-belief. Like, it's not about being prepared. It's just believing in yourself. You don't have that belief in yourself. You're like, oh, but
I do.
But you prefer to think about the worst things that could happen as opposed to focusing on the good things that are going to happen. And if those good things don't happen, then you have to readjust your mindset. But you're like, well, no, because I already know the worst is the worst, I don't need to readjust. I'm just surprisingly surprised. That doesn't set you up for very much success in life when you expect nothing for nobody.
I guess I just have low expectations, so I'm never disappointed.
Yeah, but that doesn't work like that. Then you're not going anywhere because you just expect nothing. You know what I mean? We've had this conversation before. I don't think it's a baby conversation. Okay? As you can tell, there's just deep roots in this. Uh-huh. But you're better than what you think you are, honey, because look what you've just done. You proved it to everybody watching. You've crushed being a mother, but you still have doubts about some stuff.
I know.
I know means you acknowledge it, but you don't give a fuck about
it. No, I do give a fuck about it. I'm trying to be better.
Honestly, I think you're amazing. You're doing so much good things, but for you to have that like belittling mindset where you just belittle yourself and be like, oh, well, if I expect this, then if I expect nothing, then I can't be disappointed. Where's the fun?
Okay, I'll be better about it.
You like that? Does it make sense?
Yes.
Thanks, baby.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
Well, all right, back to questions. Well, Jessica Sutton, how is breastfeeding going? I just answered your question.
Phenomenally.
Yes, it's going so well. eGray426 wants to know if I'm still wearing hospital diapers. I am out of the diapers and just onto the pad. So
Yeah,
progress. Baby. And they said I could bleed for like 6 to 8 weeks, but it's slowing down. So I'm hoping that that just means I'm recovering that much quicker.
But amazing. Again, you crushed it through childbirth, through labor, under an hour of actual labor.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as we were there for, it was like 25 hours from start to her coming out. However, I only pushed for like 45 minutes.
Amazing job. Okay.
Yeah, I did. I crushed it.
You crushed it. See, that's the confidence you need to have and not thinking, oh, I can't be disappointed by people, because people can disappoint you all fucking day long. You can't disappoint yourself if you only give effort and you give your best.
Yeah. And if you guys hear that noise in the background, that's my litter robot filled with Pretty Litter.
Shout out to Litter Robot.
Shout out to Pretty Litter.
Oh, it's got Pretty Litter in it.
Yeah, it does.
That stuff's good. I've got a question from Carissa Joy X2. Okay.
Okay.
How's life with a newborn?
I mean, it's exhausting in the best way possible. Like, I'm fine on little sleep because I just get to stare at this little angel.
She's the best alarm clock. I get up like this morning when you knock me, like, come on, your alarm's gone off, buddy, get up. And I won't wake up to it. I wake up, I grab her, I go change her, and I'm like, well, I'm up now, I'm gonna go do some work. So she's the best alarm clock I've ever had.
But do you know what's crazy is I set my alarm for like every 3 hours to wake up to feed her. I wake up 1 minute before my alarm every time. To the minute. Like, if it's set for 3 a.m., at 2:59, I wake up.
Is that just because your boobs are telling you?
I don't know. It's like a mom clock. I don't know.
That's a good clock. I don't have that clock, okay?
No, I know. You don't. I have to, like, shake and wake you.
Definitely don't have that clock. There was actually a question I had from somebody in here. Oh, here we go. From JMD.215. Who sleeps more during the night, including the baby?
Brock.
Unfortunately, the baby sleeps most out of all of us.
No, okay? She sleeps the most during the day. At night, you sleep more than she does.
She's sleeping right now.
She's sleeping right now, but we're busy. We're not sleeping right now.
Exactly.
But so then when we go to sleep, then she wakes up to
eat. We take a total amount of time from baby being at home and then us sleeping and her sleeping, she sleeps more.
I think the question was during the night.
No.
Arden.Villano wants to know if it hurt to give birth. I did have the epidural. However, I thought an epidural makes you like completely paralyzed from the waist down, from what I've heard from other people. It did not. I could still feel my legs, move my legs. I felt her come out of me. So I don't know if I just had like a low dose epidural. I mean, it wasn't so painful that I wouldn't do it again. The reason why I would say maybe I wouldn't do it again is because I'm at such a high risk to have HELLP syndrome again. And now I would really have to think about that, because who knows how bad it could be next time. But yeah, it didn't hurt to the point where I would never do that again. I definitely would.
Miller Catalina 89, no questions, just love yous.
Aw, thank you. We love you too. Brooke Witsky wants to know if we have a nanny. We do not. We have a Nana, and that is my mom. And she stayed with us for the first, week?
Yeah.
And was helping. But we're like, you know, as much as we appreciate that, and I love my mom, and she's so much help, we do have to figure this out on our own. And my mom has my dad and a dog and a life. So as much as she also loves being here, We're like, you know, like, dad misses you. So go home. But we got this.
We got this, but we do have the help from you. We're very, very blessed.
So. Yeah. And we're going to be in Palm Springs.
We're going to go for a week for our birthday. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
We're very blessed to be in our places, our lives. Gyms in San Diego is running itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sheena's work's picking up for her. My work's picking up here in LA. So we've been blessed, you know?
Yeah.
But my partners in the app and Homebody are crushing it. The girls are doing a great job. We hired 6 more female interns.
That's amazing.
We have 8 female employees with Homebody right now. And it wasn't by like chance. I believe they work harder than men because they check egos at the door because they don't come with egos. They want to prove themselves. But I really like the standpoint that the girls created. Like, this is where we want to go with it. And I'm okay with that too. So we've got great people around us supporting us. Mm-hmm. You know, so shout out to them.
We really do. All right, I have so many more questions, but before I pick the next one, we're just going to take another little break.
All right, next
Tilly
question.
Depp just said, just want to say your daughter is gorgeous and wow, it looks like she's going to be super tall. I feel like she's got some long legs.
Predictions, what do we got going for her? I'm still going for my green eyes.
I think they're going to be brown.
They're still gray for everybody watching. We don't know what color eyes they are.
Yeah.
But I am hoping they just go a little bit of blue in there and they turn green and then we're fucking, she's in trouble. Done.
Regardless, she's such a pretty baby. Even I'm fine with her being our little brown-eyed girl. We both have brown eyes.
I know.
It's very likely.
We're just still in predictions. It's not what we want.
No, it is what you want, what you're hoping for.
It's a prediction. I predict she has green eyes. It's a very biased prediction, but it's a prediction. What, okay. But tall could be tall.
Yeah.
She could be a tall drinker. She's got some legs on her.
She does.
She's got long little legs.
She's beautiful. She's got a full head of hair.
She's got a little tiny.
That is where the heartburn came from. That old wives' tale is true because I know Brittany had really bad heartburn too. And if you're watching this, you can see Brock playing with her hair, which is so fluffy right now because we just gave her a bath.
Give it like mohawks and that.
It's so cute. Okay, Miss Melissa Hess wants to know, how are you handling your postpartum feelings and body? I'm 11 weeks postpartum. Feelings? Okay, that's a bitch. I literally cry every single day. These hormones are no joke. I mean, we were just watching back the birth vlog and I'm like trying so hard to keep my tears in my eyes because like I said, I just got fresh eyelash extensions today. Shout out to @BE_lashed. They are amazing. My lashes look so bomb. You should check them out. Felicia does mine. And I think Megan did Ariana's. Yeah. So I cry all the time.
You guys got the same person to do your eyebrows?
Eyelashes. It's the same place, but we have a different person.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's been the feelings. As far as body goes, I have dropped 26 pounds initially, but now we're kind of at a standstill because I'm not cleared to work out for like another month at least. I'm also on blood pressure medication right now, so I'm only allowed to walk. So I feel great getting that initial weight off. That's definitely helped me. I'm by no means back in any of my normal clothes as I gained, I think, 55 pounds total. So just getting like half of that off feels great. But anytime I feel like, you know, not really myself, I just remember that my body made a human and I look at her and it's all worth it. And I'm not going to let that bother me.
Thank you. For going through pregnancy, for dealing with what you've dealt with through the pregnancy. After the pregnancy, you moved all the way up to a week before.
I did. I mean, I was working out at 39 weeks. And then once we finally were able to move into our apartment, the gym isn't ready because this building's brand new. So I was like, okay, you know what? I did 39 weeks. I'll take the last week off.
You'll be fine. And then once the gym opens up and we get the clearance to go working out, we've got you covered.
Yeah, we're going to be
crushing. I even got to work on these dad bods, you know? I'll definitely put on the pregnancy pounds for you. Plus COVID. Oh, I just got double whammied with the weight gain.
Plus all the sweets that were sent to us for Mother's Day.
Bruh.
I mean,
bruh.
Thank you all. But
I'm Pretty Little Thing.
Pretty Little Thing sent us 2 cakes. We got one from Crumbles.
I
We got sprinkles.
Who the hell brought us those cupcakes?
Jessica Sutter.
Here's the problem, guys. Like, just so you're all aware at home, like, temptation is real, and I have zero self-control. So when we shop, I don't buy the shit and bring it to my house. Because right now, look, this is how bad I am at sweets. I brought the sprinkles in with me just in case I wanted to eat at halftime of the show. They're right
there. I saw them.
And now they're right there. And now in my head, I'm like, well, you can just get a little bit closer and I can just eat them. And then I'll probably eat a cupcake on here and it's not okay. If you guys want to send anything anymore, please just send like Starbucks gift cards. Starbucks gift cards are the best gifting. They're cheaper than a bunch of flowers. They're memorable.
I think we
that's
got-
a new deal. That's a new deal. If you guys want to send us shit, please be Starbucks or Amazon gift cards.
Muchly
appreciated. Okay. The thought
everything is appreciated. I actually said in lieu of flowers, anything edible, because the cats like to eat the flowers. So I told my mom, if anyone asks to send anything, just please say no flowers.
So you told them to send
sweets. I didn't say sweets. I just said something edible.
What else is an edible
arrangement. We got one of those too.
But when you say edible, there's no buts about this. When people say edible, they want to send something. It's generally sweets at that point.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
We'll send them cake pops. Oh, like, it's a sweet. Pops. Okay, let's get off the topic because now I'm going to eat this freaking sprinkles.
Okay. Cupcake. Channing Zeke wants to know, worst part of labor, FTM, any tips? What's FTM stand for? For the moment. I don't know. Any tips? Push like you have to poop. That is my tip.
That was a good one.
Because that's what they said. Push like it's coming from your butt. Bear down. If you poop, you poop.
I got a tip.
And that'll get her out quicker.
Don't pack anything more than what you would wear in 2 days of going to bed.
We were there for 5 days and I used a lot of stuff in that hospital bag.
You are full of shit.
No, I'm not.
Of course you are. You wore a nighty gown for the first, 5 days.
First of all, for the first 2 days, I was in the same one because I couldn't stand because I had a catheter and I was on a magnesium drip.
So in a normal situation, after that, people go home.
Yeah, but we didn't.
So we spent another week in there.
I had
enough to go for a trip to holiday for Hawaii.
Thankfully,
for
I had two more gowns because the
plus,
second one,
plus
I got
clothes,
nipple
plus
cream
sweats, plus hoodies.
That was my going home outfit.
Pack lightly. You don't need everything. Okay. I'm telling you. You wanted advice. That was your advice.
I like this one. Okay. EEE23 wants to know how we chose the name. So this is something I've been wanting to explain on the podcast. I think we explain it in part 3 of my vlog next week when I'm signing the birth certificate. But for those of you listening, so here's where Brock and I have different meanings for her first name, and then we'll get into the rest of it. So here is where I got the name Summer. So back in high school, I was a huge fan of the OC, specifically Rachel Bilson. She, to this day, is one of my favorite actresses. And I always said, if there's ever a Vanderpump Rules movie, then I want Selena Gomez to play the young Sheena and Rachel Bilson to play the Sheena now. That's just always been my vision. So I have always loved the name Summer. Yep. When I used to go out with my fake ID, my name was Summer. And it's just been a name that I've always loved. And she's a little brunette and it fit. For Brock, he had a different meaning. Well, first when I suggested the name, he was like, love it because.
Yeah, because my little girl in Australia is Winter. So her bigger sister is Winter. So for that name for me really had a big impact. And, hopefully when they meet each other, they'll be able to bond over that moment. And it's not only the name they share now.
How fucking crazy is this, y'all? So we had to get induced on the 25th. We didn't know what day, if she was going to come on the 25th, on the 26th.
The 27th was pretty ideal.
Yeah.
Because of that was what was meant to happen. But then they put a balloon up, 20 minutes. 15 minutes later, it falls out.
Well, and then with all of my levels, it was just we needed to get her out as quick as possible. So
not only do my girls
shortly after midnight
share a likeness in the name, they now officially share the same birthday. So
which is just crazy.
I hope they love that. Me and my sister grew up with that. But obviously, just keep this in mind, they are a little bit separated. They're 8 years difference.
Yeah.
But me and my sister had a 2-year difference on the same birthday.
Yeah.
But, the girls are going to forever have that between them. So hopefully they can cherish treasure that. Wow. And so that's how we came up with Summer, and it's an amazing name. It's beautiful.
It just fits her.
Just as beautiful as Winter. So for me, I wasn't picking favorites at that point because they're both great names.
Yeah.
And
the next one is not going to be Autumn, though.
No, I was thinking about maybe like Spring or something like that. No, that's it. That's it. I think for the girls, we'll see what happens if we have another boy, but. Yeah.
And then as far as the middle name goes, we originally were going with Marie because that's my mom's. It's mine. It's also a family name in Bronx. And I didn't like the Summer Marie. It was just like murmur. And I didn't like the way it sounded. That was what we had for a couple months because we couldn't think of anything better. And then there was one night I was sitting out on the beach doing some witchy shit under a full moon.
You mean after we just watched Cobra Kai?
Well, there was a girl named Moon on Cobra Kai. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a cute name. Yep. But I already liked Summer. And then Brock wasn't really a fan of it. And then there was one night that I was just sitting outside doing a little moon ritual. I had my crystals out there. I was just like manifesting. See, I'm going to cry. Don't cry. I was manifesting a healthy birth and labor and baby because just, you know, after having the miscarriage and all that. So yeah, so the moon was something that like I prayed on and all that. And she happened to come on the night of a full pink super moon. So that was just fitting.
Very fitting.
Honey is Brock's mom's maiden name. And I wish it was a legal last name because that's just like the dopest last name. But because Brock's legal name is Davies, and that's also a family name, we decided to give her Honey as a second middle name. And then obviously Davies.
Perfect. Yeah. No, I want my mom to know that like I respect everything she did when we were growing up. You know, so did my dad, but my mom was there for us a lot more. She raised us. And I thought it was just time for, she was so excited for my relationship with Sheena. She knows that this is the one for me. So she's seen me in my past relationship. So my mom's over the moon. So I think.
Over the summer moon.
So da-dunch. I think by doing that, by naming out my daughter after her or for her, and that makes her heart. I love my mom. I'm not going to cry because I miss her a lot, but.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Huh? Anyway, next question.
Next question. Megan_Dolbell wants to know if I tore during delivery and said Summer is absolutely gorgeous. I actually
from wall to wall. No,
didn't. They
didn't.
Only had to do one internal stitch, which.
You still going by one?
Yes.
Did you find out for me?
I will find out at my doctor's appointment
I believe
tomorrow.
It internally, it was just like an inch long. So I believe it was like three stitches. It was one
it was
set
one.
Of stitches that will be dissolved.
Yes.
I don't think it was just one stitch. I think there was like three there. You only tore a little bit though.
But no, but I didn't tear
externally. Just on the inside.
Yeah, they didn't
you
have to
amazing.
Do like.
Amazing. I know this because I was watching.
I watched it too. They brought in a huge mirror that I got to see her come out of me, which was crazy. But I thought it would just be that little extra motivation I needed once I saw her head coming out. I'm like, well, I can't just leave her there. No. I got to push. Oh. I got to get her out. And I was pushing so well that they told me to freaking stop because my doctor wasn't there yet. I'm like, what do you mean stop? I feel her in the canal.
At one point, me and the nurse were practice pushing, just getting her into a position.
Yeah,
and
my
at one point, she was her practice push. She's like, oh, whoa, and stop, because if it was a little bit more, it would have been enough just to boop.
Yeah.
And then you would have had a kid without doctor.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. We made it.
And then on top of that, my doctor had another patient who was there at the same time who dilated quicker than I did. So I thought, because I guess she didn't have an epidural, and they were saying that if we were both pushing at the same time, my doctor would probably have to go to her over me. So I was like, oh, no, 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 no. So then it was like a race of who's going to have the baby first. So I was like, I'm pushing.
Oh, miss, I'm not competitive, eh?
I've like, never said I'm not competitive.
You would never compete with me.
Bullshit.
I
beat you at shit sometimes.
But then if you lose, you get upset.
No, then I just say, oh, we're just going to end it there because I already won.
Mm-hmm. I got the last question to wrap it up, honey. It is from a lot of people. They want to know.
We're not wrapping it up yet. I still have more questions.
I'm wrapping up
yours.
I'm going to bed.
Not yet.
It's 10 to 12.
I know, but we got a few more.
How many more?
Like five.
No. I have a kid to look after.
She's sleeping very soundly, as you all can see who are watching this. She's perfect.
I could fall asleep right here.
Okay.
Wrap this up, guys.
Give me your question.
It was, how was your nighttime? And I was going to go, pretty good. See you later. Give me your questions. Come on.
Okay. Well, a lot of people were asking about postpartum body, so I think I've covered that. Haven't been able to work out yet.
These are your five questions. We covered them. Be better.
He said, this might be TMI. This is iconic girl. _ wants to know, how is your vagina and other body parts healing?
It's actually healing pretty good, right?
Yeah. So the first pee, I was really afraid for, and I had the nurse come in with me. I had like the dermoplast and perineal and all of these sprays. I get it all numb. I pee, I'm good. Because I had a catheter for like 2 days, which I asked, I was like, can you just leave it in? And she was like, said no one ever. And I'm like, I'm just really enjoying not having to get up and pee every 10 minutes, but they had to take it out. And then the second time I go to the bathroom, I call the nurse and I'm like, please come back with me. And then we go in the bathroom. She's like preparing all the sprays and everything. I sit down to pee because I had to pee so bad. And she's like, wait. I was like, oh my God, I did it. And it didn't burn. And I was totally fine.
Oh,
and
look at that.
Yeah, I did really, really well. I was very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, honey. You did great. Recovery, everything. You followed the rules. You're doing good.
Thank you. Jackie Quinlan wants to know, what's the first pregnancy forbidden thing you ate or drank after having Summer? So because we were at Cedars for 5 extra days, we learned some of the ins and outs of the regular patient care there.
The cookies.
3:15 every day, you get a warm chocolate chip cookie and milk.
Not just a warm chocolate, like a double decker thick bit of cookie dough.
So good. So anyone who is having any procedure done at Cedars-Sinai, you gotta wait until 3:15 to get that cookie. So that was just one little thing. And I hadn't, well, we kind of had more sweets than I would have liked in my third trimester because you're so damn good at baking fucking pies. But anyways, the first thing that was forbidden that I had, we found out that Cedars has a deluxe menu, which is like restaurant quality, top tier, bomb food. Brock got a salmon. I got the regular salmon off my menu. His was way better. So I was like, okay, well, if the salmon's that good, the filet mignon's got to be that good. So we did a little date night on like, what was it, night 3 or 4 in the hospital. We got filet mignon, medium rare, and oh, it was so good. I've been craving a steak.
I could do another steak soon, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so bomb. So I wanted to answer that one. Mofil1111 wants to know if my feet swole at all during pregnancy. Oh, yes. Towards the end, I was so swollen. There's a part in my vlog where you can hear me tell the nurse, my thighs are so thick right now. It was just so much water retention. So definitely did. _Mary_Therese wants to know, has the dynamic of yours and Brock's relationship changed since having Summer? What do you think?
No.
I don't think it's changed. I think he's always challenged me since day one of us being together, which I appreciate, but it also frustrates me at times. But it's one of the things I love most about him, as he just dribbles. Sprinkles all over our carpet.
Yeah, baby.
But like burping her has been a challenge for me. Sometimes I can get them out right away, and sometimes it's like 15, 20 minutes and then she just spits up. And it's just so frustrating because I don't want her to spit up. I feel bad that like I'm not doing my job well as a mom getting the burps out, and he gets frustrated with me. And
whoa.
You get frustrated when I like want to quit and I like pass her to my mom or I ask you to do it.
You're very fortunate to have your mom. You're very fortunate to have the support that you have. Now, at some point, and after I calm down, and I spoke to your mom about it today, at some point, help becomes a hindrance. It doesn't allow you to grow as a person. It doesn't allow you to feel confident in your ambition to, oh, I can actually birth my child when I need to. I understand what my child needs because I can do that because you've had the repetitions of doing it. You're very fortunate to be like, oh, I can't do it, mom. Oh, I can't do it. And your mom's like, oh, help. And she's straight on to being mom, which is amazing. But like I said, this comes with a bit of a hindrance.
But I think I'm getting better.
You are getting better.
I've burped her all day today. She did really well for me. And I mean, the first week, like, I mean, I couldn't even change a diaper. I was so sick and so weak. I couldn't stand for like 3 days.
Yeah.
It was really hard for me because then I'm just watching a super dad here swaddle her and change her. And I just felt, that's when I felt helpless. Although I was feeding her and providing her with all of the nutrition, I just felt like I couldn't do anything else, but it wasn't my fault. I was really sick.
You're a lifeline, baby. As I said, have a cupcake. You're the milk duts of the family. Like you
I'm
feed
the milk
them.
Lady.
Okay. And every 3 hours you've been getting up for the last 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
You know, hopefully we can roll into bottles. But yeah, you're amazing, honey. Don't think you don't. You carried it for 9 months. I did nothing but play golf and work.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this one. Liz Willenberg wants to know, do you get nighttime anxiety knowing that you won't get much sleep? Now, here's where my nighttime anxiety comes in. It's not knowing that I won't get much sleep. It's, is she still breathing? That's where my anxiety is. And she sleeps right next to us in our bedside bassinet. And I got like a Nanit monitor with the breathing wear and all of that, but we have that set up in her crib. And I'm like, do we move that into our bassinet? Like, I don't know, because I mean, how am I going to hear if she stops breathing when she's right next to us? And there have been nights where I just stare at her for hours and I just
cry
because I'm like, please don't let anything ever happen to her.
Don't cry.
I'm not going to. I got eyelashes today. So that's where my nighttime anxiety comes in. Oh, if you hear those little murmurs, that's summer.
She's saying, come to bed with me, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll wrap it up. Thank you guys for sending in your questions. Thank you all for watching on Patreon and for joining. Like I said, it is $5 a month. And, Oh, she's so sweet. Yeah, we got to wrap this up and go to bed. Anything else to add, honey?
Good night.
And follow at Summer Moon on Instagram.
Oh, that girl. She's verified at 100K. What else does she need to worry about?
She's got 107K.
Well, look at that. Guys, thank you very much for watching tonight. We promise we'll get this to you guys twice a month. So we'll do what we got to do. If it means staying up till midnight and doing it, we're going to do it. Okay?
That's what we got to do.
So appreciate the support. Thanks for that. Anything you guys want to hear, leave some comments on there for us so we can see what you guys want to see.
Let us know.
We've got a couple of good special things coming up to you guys soon, real quick. But enjoy the birth vlog. It was an amazing time, honey. You're a Wonder Woman. I love you. And
I love you
thank
too.
You guys very much for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Shay FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shay. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.